USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are fresh battle lines being drawn in the 2020 presidential campaign. It started when former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton suggested that current primary contender Representative Tulsi Gabbard is being used by the Russians, who could be plotting a third-party run to siphon votes from the eventual Democratic nominee. Gabbard, in a scathing response, called Clinton, quote, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has now sickened the Democratic Party. Two politicians in the Democratic primary, Andrew Yang and Marianne Williamson, have sided with Tulsi Gabbard. Yang tweeted that Gabbard, a veteran, quote, deserves much more respect and thanks than this. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Over 100,000 Californians are eligible to receive payments for damages they suffered from a series of devastating wildfires over the last several years, but tens of thousands of them have not sought any compensation. They face a Monday deadline to file claims against Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility blamed for many of the fires and required to cover a wide range of wildfire-related losses as part of its bankruptcy plan. Concerned that as many as 70,000 victims may miss out on payments, attorneys filed papers to alert the bankruptcy judge that wildfire survivors, many still traumatized and struggling to get back on their feet, are still not aware of their rights to file a claim. In what may be a pitcher's duel for the ages, the World Series has officially been set, starting at Houston's Minute Maid Park with the Washington Nationals against the Houston Astros. Games begin Tuesday and Wednesday. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Newsweek magazine reports 4 in 5 Americans have searched for health-related topics on the Internet. John Clements reports a growing number of Americans who are using Dr. Google.
Some people call those trying to diagnose themselves as cyberchondriacs, while others say they are empowered consumers who are better, more effective advocates for themselves in the exam room. Doctors say informed patients who come to their appointment armed with research can be an asset. Physicians today don't have the time or mental capacity to keep up with the ever-expanding body of medical knowledge. About one-third of doctors spend an average 15 minutes with each patient, and if these people come armed with targeted questions gleaned from the Internet, both doctor and patient can make the most of their limited time together. I'm John Clement.
The world's first all-female spacewalking team made history high above Earth, replacing a broken part of the International Space Station's power grid. As NASA astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir successfully completed the job with wrenches, screwdrivers, and power grip tools, it marked the first time in half a century of spacewalking that men were not part of the action. They insisted they were just doing their jobs after years of training, following in the footsteps of women who paved the way. America's first female spacewalker from 35 years ago, Kathy Sullivan, was delighted. She said, "It's good to finally have enough women in the astronaut corps and trained for spacewalking for this to happen." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.